Proclamation number 7184, dated the August 7th, 1958. Painful teaching methods. You will become increasingly more aware of how urgently you need help, which no human being on earth can provide for you. For you will be overwhelmed by such an obvious impact of forces which only I will be able to stop, be they natural or fateful events which human help cannot resolve but which have to happen to you humans if I still want to win you before the end. You will hear increasingly more often about accidents and natural disasters, and as long as you are not affected yourselves, they sadly all too often will pass you by without having particularly affected you. And yet they could suffice to make you think, and you could be spared the same fate yourselves. But your indifference often forces me to let the same hardship and misfortune happen to you as well, because I only want to achieve that you appeal to me for help, that you turn to me in your adversity and learn to recognize that there is only one who can and will help you if you ask him to. As long as your daily life proceeds without specific incident, your indifference is frightening, towards me as well as towards your fellow human beings in distress. If, however, you are affected yourselves, then you will wake up and take stock of yourselves. And yet, one day could be as peaceful as the other with the right attitude towards me, if you would enter into a father and child relationship with me, which would assure you of the father's constant protection. Therefore, don't be surprised if time and again you humans are rudely awakened by most significant events. Don't ask yourselves why a God can be so cruel, but know that your indifference and obstinacy prompt me to use these very methods which appear cruel to you, and yet are only intended for your own good. What you find almost impossible to believe will happen, and time after time catastrophes will claim great numbers of human victims. And if you consider the approaching end, you will also understand everything. Yet how few believe in this end, and how great is the number of those whose unbelief forces me to use other methods in order to still save them before this end. And therefore you should at all times be prepared for surprises which will only ever trigger dread and fear. They cannot be prevented, because I don't want to let go of those who have not yet entered into a relationship with me. And they have to be dealt with firmly. But even the most severe suffering and most dreadful experience can be a blessing for them, providing they take the path towards me, who then will also want to give evidence of himself, so that they will learn to believe in me and my love for them. Amen.